Oh, yeah. That really was, I really had to push myself with energy today. as you probably heard from my audio boo this morning, Jody Cleghorn on Twitter immediately heard some of it and said, "Man, it sounded like I needed a really strong coffee. A barrel of really strong coffee probably would be closer to it." So, yeah, I really pushed through this morning, and I've just published the episode 6 of Transmedia for the Rest of Us, a podcast that I'm doing. It's part of my final assignment. It's also a huge relief because I could feel myself energy-wise generally starting to flag, actually, because I've been on this project for a while now, and I can kind of see the end. You know, when you get to a point where you can see the end and you can really feel your energy starting to lag a little bit and you just have to push yourself on, I'm at that stage. But the cool thing is now I've done the episode 6. I have one more episode to do, which is kind of a conclusion. So I'm gathering a lot of material from all the other episodes and putting together some kind of conclusion about how the rest of us can start using transmedia to promote what we're doing. Hopefully put together some strategies and some ideas about how we can use it more effectively. And I think a big issue that's come up is this whole idea of figuring out what is free content and what is paid content, actually, and making the step from one to the other. If you start out in the world of producing and providing free content, how you make that step from free content to actually monetizing some of that content. And Joanna Penn, I think, has done that very well. She's a very good example to look towards. Roger as well. He's kind of made that step with a video, with the videos that he's producing. Jodie, who's now in the current episode, you know, of course, Emergent Publishing, they publish books. So of course, by definition, they have content that's for sale. But I think for them, it's the balance of providing a level of free content that promotes the monetized content, which is the books. And I've certainly found from my experience that providing free content really works. It's a lot of work and energy, and you can really get people engaged. And like I talk about in the current episode of Transmedia for the Rest of Us, which I just uploaded, it helps create these electronic relationships between you and the people you create content with. While you go out and post all your stuff on Twitter and Facebook and wherever, saying, "Hey, we made this content." Of course, underneath that, there's an automatic level to it where sites like Google crawl all the information and, you know, pieces together and forms an electronic bond, a relationship between you and the content creator. Oh, sorry, you and the person you created the content with. And that I think is really interesting because we are forming these kind of invisible relationships all the time now. Taking that step to actually create a piece of content with someone, you know, does you both good, but also does a lot, you know, in that invisible relationship, that electronic relationship, where you're forming a permanent bond thanks to things like Google and search engine optimization and things like that. Yeah, that's it really. I'm having a cup of tea now. It's about 2:15, so I'm going to try and squeeze a little bit more work out the day. Start piecing together some notes so I can jump on to the audio documentary that's coming out of all of this, because I need to have that in a week today. In fact, officially now I have less than a week because it's going to be in on at 12 noon next Friday, and it's now 2:15 on the Friday before, so less than a week. Yeah, a lot to do on the audio documentary, piecing everything together and getting that into a nice kind of narrative to present this idea of transmedia for the rest of us. All right, I'm going to finish my tea now and see if I can push myself on energy-wise and get a little bit more work done.